This is the 4th. Well, 10-4, 2-4.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Lori, for your help and...
No, thank you. We'll just keep moving you along. I was thinking, though, with the sales tax funding, possibly what we could do later on with this bus is when you're having special activities, because it won't be as tied to UDOT on some of the other components of it, then maybe we could run a loop down to Dutch John and back to possibly move your tourists back and forth.
Okay, that'd be... That's a good idea.
Gotta figure you guys out up here and get you some revenue.
Well...
When's our next board meeting?
In March, sir.
Did you back it?
I sent... When I canceled the one in...
Yeah, I know.
I sent the schedule with it, but it'll be March 26th.
Shoot.
Are you going to be gone so we can cancel that one, too?
Well, I don't know my lack of presence, but I might. What time is it starting?
UBAG starts at 11. ED starts at 10. If we're doing an art, well, we'll probably. I'm not sure if we'll have to have an RRC.
When are we meeting? Where are we meeting? Where are we meeting?
Bernal, at Uinta County.
So I need 3 hours. I might be there for the morning.
Well, we better make sure at least you come for the lunch, because you know that's.
I won't be there for the lunch.
Well,
he's not. It doesn't matter to him near as much the lunch as it does me. Shows.
Well, I say it jokingly because Uinta County sometimes, when they're pleading poverty, I have to just smile at them. Which, by the way, for our meeting up here again, if you'll reserve your pavilion, I'll have the caterer come up. I thought that worked really well last year.
I thought it was really good.
And if
got a lot of good comments.
Yeah. Well. What I noticed outside was the conversations among you, so that you share and figure stuff out. Do you have a restaurant that's open still, or is Brownie's back open?
They stay open.
They stay. Well, they weren't open the other day or something when you.
I think that was. There was some. She was gone somewhere, or they closed it down.
Thank you.
Specifically on a holiday.
Generally, they're open.
Yeah.
If after we're finished here, if you don't have any more business, we can all go to lunch together if you'd like. And this time it would be on your bag.
Wow. Okay.
Well, usually Randy will say, "Well, then I'll."
It'll be my. It's my turn, you know. So I'll just let you take my turn.
Okay. See, I was just trying to help you out, boss.
They're on to my secret, so I'm going to have to change.
It's okay.
Okay, so that being said, we'll go to number 5.
So we're postponing for lunch.
No, I don't.
This is an easy one.
Yeah. It's change order number 1 for Manila Airport AWASP project.
Yep.
Project adjustment for the cold weather.
Yeah, based upon the fact that we shifted it back there, did get a hold of the contractor. They have requested some additional money to do the boring underneath the road. And they've also requested additional money to do either blanket or heat the concrete. I think with the amount of concrete, they won't have to heat it, but they just wanted to make sure. So I've actually got 2 items in there. Chances are we're only going to use 1 of them. We are not going to use the fence that we had in the original bid item. And so it actually amounts to a negative change order of $18,368.
I was going to say, we got plenty of fencing we can bring over from Dutch John if we need to.
Yeah, well, we thought maybe where they were able
to. Would you bring it over and put it in the rodeo ground?
So I do have preliminary approval from the Utah Division of Aeronautics saying that they're okay with this. With your signature on it. So with your blessings, I can get this processed tomorrow and one. So there's obviously, it's a negative one, so there's plenty of funding.
Wow.
I'll make a motion to approve the change order number one for the Manila Airport AWAS project.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the change order number one for the Manila Airport project, AWAS project. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do we, I guess we can do this next one fast. Number six, discussion and consideration of John Foster moving from alternate to board member.
I'll make that motion on planning and zoning.
And I'll second the motion. Appreciate his willingness.
Yep.
Been moved and seconded that we move John Foster from alternate to board member on the... That's on the...
Planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning, yeah.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then... let's see, we've done the hearing. Let's go to number eight. Discussion and consideration of surveyor contract with Jones and DeMille Engineering.
So we had an email that spoke to the thing. Did anybody get with
Neil?
With Neil on it?
I didn't try to contact Neil about this. And I haven't seen a response specific to this.
There was one. He sent a copy of it out to you guys and to me with he felt like that what you had originally asked for in the contract, this didn't meet the need. But I talked briefly with Bart before the meeting, and he might have some comments that could help explain that.
So we're happy to go with whichever route. We just have used this general services agreement in the past with other entities, and it's been very convenient because the meat and potatoes of the terms of the agreement are in the general services agreement. Once that's reviewed by the attorney and agreed to by the commission, then after that, every year, we could do an assignment order for that specific year. It's a one-page document that's actually included in the agreement so that it can be approved as well. That's on it's Exhibit A, Attachment A1 is what it is. But basically, we would just fill out a new scope and fees for each of the individual projects, if you will, or the day-to-day routine. We'd set one up for the day-to-day routine stuff that we would do with the county, and then if there was a specific project that came up during that year, you would just do another one. Anyway, it makes it convenient. But if the county attorney doesn't feel it meets the intent or whatever, we can go with the one that he's put together, and we can add our scope to that. He just sent us a template that has blanks in it that just need to be filled in. We're happy to do either one. Okay. So.
Yeah, his concern just was that the general didn't generally deal with the day-to-day stuff, and that's he felt like the commission had said that they wanted that as part of your scope. But other than that, he wasn't really, I don't think it was a big deal, but that was his main concern, is it just felt like it didn't address that. But I don't know if you shared what you shared with me and with them, with him or not.
So I did it via email, and I did not include Neil on that, but I can.
Yeah.
I can definitely send that. Maybe the intent would be to put the day-to-day things in the first assignment order that we would execute, that would just say, this is for the routine day-to-day things. We can put an estimated fee for the year, just so you have a budget or some, you know, a budget item for that, or however you want to work that. and then just track it as we go through the year, it would just be on an hourly agreement on that one. The nice thing about it is you can do lump sum or hourly with each individual assignment order, and so depending on the project, however the commission wants to put that out, that's fine. And it doesn't preclude going through normal procurement. It doesn't mean that we would get specific projects over and above any other firm, aside from the county surveyors things. It's just an easy way to get underway quicker without further attorney reviews and things like that on both ends. So anyway, we're happy to do whatever's easiest for you guys. So
okay, well, I think that's good. I think we need to get moving on and get it going.
Yeah, and we're happy to meet with Neil or you know, come back up, meet individually, or whatever needs to happen to do that. So
I'm not sure when he comes back. Is he back the first of the week?
He just told me he was going to be gone this week.
Yeah,
so
that's what I thought.
All week this weekend.
Yeah. So we could find out from him when he can be available, and if you can be available, that's
sure.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to make a decision without his input.
No, I think
today, but it is important to move forward, and I appreciate your efforts and being here today.
No problem.
As well, so we can try to get this.
Yeah, whichever's
get it done.
So. The template he sent out does need a fair amount more work, though, and he said that when he sent that to us. He says it. There's a couple of sections in particular that need some work still and things, but we can definitely.
Well, if you work that with him, that'd be good.
Yep.
Okay. And we get his review of it, then we can go from there.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Neil just wanted your input of how you want to go, which if you have a preference towards doing that. He just was concerned that didn't meet your needs, but he just wanted to make you aware of that. That's the way he expressed it to me, anyway.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he expressed to me. He sent this to us and just said the template that he had. He just said, it's up to you to work it out between you and the commissioners at this point. So I guess we'll just, if we can get all three of us in the room or something, that'd be good. So
okay,
yeah, happy to do it.
So. That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'd make a motion that we table it till next week and put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
A second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we table the discussion and consideration of the surveyor contract with Jones and DeMille until next week. Put it back on the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So I think the only other item we have is the possible closed session short item.
It would be like short.
If you guys want to
head
to Browning's, we'll be there.
You stand me up, I'll be a real...
I could defer. I could recess and do closed after we eat.
So moved.
Sounds like that'd be a good plan.
I think you just... I didn't go with...
I didn't want to miss lunch.
I didn't go with Brett's, but I hope he didn't. Wasn't...
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Does it work for you?